team traffic. Here's Ricky Meese.
We've had a power outage affecting traffic lights in the Holiday, Mill Creek, and Salt Lake areas. And especially if you're anywhere like on I-215's East Belt, parts of I-80 or 33rd South, just use caution approaching any intersection that may be black at the traffic signal out. Treat that as a four-way stop. Now, for those traveling southbound on I-15, the accident at about 80th South, completely over to the right shoulder, but you still have delays back to 4500 South. Jared Auger?
Seeing those heavy delays on I-15 from Bluffdale up over the Point of the Mountain into Lehigh. Northbound delays, pretty fair and regular for this type of time of day, going from American Fork past Lehigh Main Street. Now, the heavy spot we need to talk about is going to be Highway 40 southbound, coming off of I-80 all the way to that SR 248, which is Kearns Boulevard exit. We do have construction there where the old highway joins the new highway, then they shift you back over, so just watch for some heavy traffic, Mark.
Well, between South Salt Lake and Centerville, northbound I-15 is okay, pretty much at the speed limit. But then here comes Glover Lane, and then you're going to be socked down to slow speeds. Davis County, northbound I-15 all the way to Hillfield Road. I would avoid Highway 89 between the split and almost to SR-193 because the delays are extreme there passing Kaysville. And then you have northbound I-15 delays between just past Marriott Slaterville heading through Far West as well. At home or on the road, enjoy a safer, smarter home with security and automation from Mountain Alarm. Mention KSL, save $100. Go to mountainalarm.com for details today. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and